Oh yeah, it's time for the No Punts Podcast. Hold on to your tits, grab your nips and a seat. It's time to get real with your hosts, Nigel Beck and Aaron Booth.
What's a Gucci?
Just like Kobe's ghost, we're back. We are back in it. We have another episode. We are feeling it tonight. We're going over quarterbacks, tight ends.
Yeah.
What do we love more than quarterbacks and tight, thick, juicy ends?
Nothing.
Thick.
The tight, thick, juicy ends. That's it.
Thick tight ends.
That's your top right there. That's it.
I mean, kickers, defense, tight ends.
No.
Those are my things.
I tried to eliminate kicker this past week.
Won't let you.
And I got shut down.
I'll leave the league. I'll leave the league.
You were so angry at me for doing that.
It's no punts, not no kicks.
Yeah, but still, it's still okay. Well, it would have fallen.
If we eliminate the kicker, are we even football?
Yeah,
there's
are.
There's no foot and there's no ball, bro.
I guess that's true.
Think about shit, did you?
I didn't think about that one. I don't like that.
Jesus Christ. I'm the brains of this whole operation.
Yeah, pretty much. I just sit down here and talk. Listen. I don't even know the stats.
Like, you don't have opinions or anything. Are you like a professional moron? Are you a professional moron? Or are you just like a gifted amateur? Opinions.
Hey, all I do is place bets, I guess. So I talk, I place my bets, and then people in the league want to bet with me. So that's what happens.
So listen, Aaron, I would love to see your point of view, but my broad shoulders don't let me stick my head up my own ass that far.
That's too bad.
Is that good?
No, not really. I didn't like it. Derrick Henry's still going to finish this at the top 12. Now.
God damn it. Your ass must be so jealous of all the shit that comes out of your mouth. Bro.
It's good, dude.
Bro.
It's good. Hold on. Let me. What the? Oh, I didn't have the fizzle like last time.
Miller Lite this time. You upgraded.
66.6 this time.
Oh, good. 66.6 ounces or percent?
No, percent. Nice. Again, like last week, you know.
I like that. That was real disturbing in the headphones, honestly.
You liked it. I think you did.
That's some ASMR shit that we're not about. We're not about that.
All right. So what we got this week, we're doing
top 12 quarterbacks.
Top 12, I think we'll get into depth. We'll get into depth on the top 10.
So because our league is only having 5 bench spots this year,
yeah,
most of us are not going to carry a backup quarterback.
Well, you would think.
Hopefully. I mean, we got some morons out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got some more. I'm definitely carrying 2 kickers through the whole season.
That makes sense. And
an extra defense.
All right. So you're down to pretty limited.
Yeah, 3 slots.
Bench.
3 bench spots.
So you're going to do a quarterback too?
No, not a quarterback. Okay. Probably extra tight ends.
Extra tight ends.
Yeah. Two extra tight ends.
Yeah. So
you have one. And a backup running back.
That's not bad. I like that.
Yeah.
Hope that's your bench this year. That's going to
solidify. You're mad about it, but that flex is going to be thick.
That's going to solidify your bottom 4 finish.
Oh, you wish. You already know I'm going to sneak into the playoffs again. And you're going to How does he do it every year? It doesn't matter how terrible his team is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I do. He just sneaks into the playoffs.
It's all good. If you sneak in, that's fine.
Awesome. I mean, I definitely won't win a championship. I'm never going to win a championship.
Maybe one day.
Dude, it's what destroyed my hopes was the fact that Wes literally lucked his way into being the champion. Luck. No skill, no talent, no brain trust. He literally just lucked his way in. He didn't read a single article.
It's all the receivers.
God.
It's that stable, dude. You got to have a stable of something, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
You want a stable of QBs?
No, not at all.
Well, some people might.
Can I play Lamar Jackson at running back?
No.
Because that
you can
would
play Taysom Hill at flex.
Oh, God. That's fuck, that makes me so hard to think about. You don't even know. Someone's going to jump so early and take him way ahead.
Oh, it's going to happen.
And I'm all for it. I'm 100% about it.
Yeah. I hope it's one of us. That'd be so funny. We're just like,
okay, if we're round just shitting 4, on it. That's
round
this whole
4?
Podcast.
Okay.
This whole podcast is about throwing off the rest of the league so that we can go get our guys.
That's what we do. We don't even really know what's going on. We're just trying to make everybody else lose.
Right. You absolutely nailed it. Listen, it's all a ruse. Everyone's like, oh, look, they're trying to entertain us. They're trying to have us. No, we're setting ourselves up for success in the hopes that we can trick you guys. If you guys are dumb enough to listen to anything we're saying on this podcast, already taken an L.
Oh, for sure.
Also, listen to everything we say on this podcast and follow it very closely.
Number 1 QB off the board is actually going to be Drew Lock in our top 12.
Dude.
Can we just go with that?
Can we talk about how my IQ might be higher than yours, but you definitely have more chromosomes than me?
Why do you say that?
I just complimented you. You have an extra chromosome. I have 23, you have 24. Not a big deal.
I feel like that's when you get like deformities and stuff.
Dude, how could having extra chromosomes be a bad thing?
I thought it was a bad thing.
No.
It's not?
No.
I don't know if I can trust you or not.
I mean, I would explain it to you, but we don't have the time or the crayons.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't know. That sounds good. Let's get into this.
So the real number one is Lamar Jackson.
Of course.
Do you know why?
Because he is not white.
I mean, for the quarterback position, that actually hurts you most of the time. Not being white, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, they didn't even let black people play quarterbacks until like 2 years ago.
I guess that's true.
I mean, look, they definitely planted dead dogs on Michael Vick.
Oh,
he didn't do that.
Sure.
They planted it on him. They were like, he's doing too well.
Propaganda.
Shut it down. Yeah, it's a whole racket. It's all bullshit. We don't believe it.
We're not about
my conspiratorial mind
that.
Doesn't believe it.
Yeah, I heard about your conspiracies earlier, and I don't want to even get into that right now. So,
dude, World War II and the Holocaust is not a conspiracy. I'm tired of you and your anti-Semitism, bro.
Okay.
It's so. I thought we were moving on. We agreed before the podcast we weren't going to talk about it, and here you are calling it a conspiracy that the Germans killed millions of Jews. You're not even German. I don't get why you're so defensive of them.
Can they prove it, though? Can they prove it, though?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, I can't. It's too dark. You know what? I'm going for it. You know what? You know LeBron James' pregame ritual? That's actually the ashes
chalk?
Of all the Jews from the Holocaust.
So he's on my side, then.
Well, he's getting rid of the evidence for you. Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, we'll call it then.
LeBron James, the anti-Semite. So you guys have something in common, finally.
Well, we're both Laker fans, I think. I hope he's a Laker fan.
Oh, he's definitely not a Laker fan. He's a ring chaser.
He's just on the Lakers. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even care.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Mm, no, that makes sense.
Sorry, bubs.
All right. Well, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, dual threat.
Definitely.
That's why he gets his points. Because he's going to score on the ground. He's going to score in the air.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He has a ton of weapons built around him and an offense that's literally designed for him. There's a ton of RPO. There's a ton of deep ball passes. And the thing is they have the ability to have longer five-step drops. They have the ability to have plays where the wide receiver maybe makes a double move at twice the depth.
Yeah.
Because he has the ability to escape the pocket if there is pressure. Yeah. A lot of quarterbacks don't have that, and I think that's why, like, Baker Mayfield, for example, last year got a bad rap. It wasn't that the offense or Baker Mayfield suddenly sucked. The reason is the offense changed. They went from RPOs, quick throws, you know, short runs, short routes, and then they went to, hey, we're going to let Baker do a five-step drop. The problem is when Baker does a five-step drop like that, it allows that defense to rush in. And Baker is elusive, but he's not a scrambler. He's definitely not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he was great in college that way, but
yeah, this is the NFL. And so. He's 5'10". No, he's 6 foot. I'll take that back. He's six foot. Come on.
That's not Kyler. Don't be handling all the OU quarterbacks.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, Lamar. No, so like I said, I mean, yeah. Good quarterback. Might not be as good on another team. I said that in the first episode.
I mean, I agree. So, Lamar Jackson is in the perfect situation.
For sure. And his offensive line is just getting better.
That's not true.
So, no, it is.
Marshall Yanda just retired this year.
That's okay.
Dude, he's one of the best guards not named Zach Martin in the game. Now, I think they have quality depth behind him, but let's not pretend like we're going to lose a guy who's been a Pro Bowler his whole career and it's not going to hurt.
I don't think it's going to hurt that much.
Okay, do you know any of the offensive linemen on his team?
By name?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm not even an OU fan, and I know Orlando Brown Jr. is on that team.
Is he?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure they have another offensive tackle from OU on the other side.
Mm-mm. They don't.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm not. Yeah, I was like, I want to prove you wrong just to show that you're a bad fan and you also don't know players that have been drafted. But you know what? I digress.
I'm an OU skills player fan, okay? And I know a little bit of the defensive skill positions, too.
Oh, there's no skill to defense.
There's
none. You just go get it.
Okay.
It's all schemes.
All right, well.
The next quarterback
number
off
two,
the
board. Of course. This is Matt's favorite quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, Patty.
Mahomey.
Patty Mahomey.
State Farm commercial. So the curse that happened to Baker Mayfield. the opposite happened to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Bunch of commercials, kicked ass, got a Super Bowl. Baker got a bunch of commercials, sucked dick. Everyone blames him for it. But
well, the difference is he was advertising for Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes was advertising for State Farm.
State Farm.
So.
Yeah. So he had the assurance of the insurance.
Like a good neighbor.
Yeah.
State
Farm. Versus, look at all this money, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Hulu has ads.
So I legitimately think that Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson situations don't change at all this year.
No.
I think Lamar Jackson only gets the edge because of the rushing attack that he provides. Patrick Mahomes, he's got a cannon.
Yeah.
He's puts up a ton of points. That whole offense runs through him. I will say, after doing a little bit more of a deep dive on the past with Kansas City, pretty high on Edwards-Helaire. I want to take that back. I think he's going to be a sleeper.
I don't think he's going to be bad.
The reason I think is I gave him all this running back by committee, but if you remember Kareem Hunt as a rookie in 2017 and then the following year in 2018 was a bell cow despite having two other good backs on that team.
I can't remember exactly where we had him. I think it was somewhere between 20 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think he's going to be a 15-ish running back. So I think we had him where he was going to be.
The reason I think he should be higher on that list is I don't think his overall points will be better. But I think he's going to really turn it on during the playoffs at the end of the year. It might take him a few games to prove that he is the bell back. He is the lead guy. He can pass protect. He can catch the ball. But I think by the end of the year, they're going to rely on him. And that's when our playoffs start.
Do you think our playoffs?
Our playoffs. Not the NFL. Right. No, okay. Because it doesn't affect us.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's what happened 2 years ago with, who was it? Damian Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, injury, all the backs in front of him. Finally, he got the chance toward the middle-ish of the season, and by the end of the year, he was scoring 20-plus a game. I mean, without a question, without a problem.
And I think that's what it takes is having a lead back role. I don't necessarily hate the running back by committees. I just think it hurts their fantasy value.
Yeah.
I think Patrick Mahomes also hurts the fantasy value a little bit because obviously you're going to rely on the pass more.
Yeah.
He's so talented. You want him to throw the ball 1,000 times a game.
Because he's not the typical dump down.
Right. He's willing to take a shot and still be able to protect the ball.
For sure.
Which is really interesting. I think that's one of the underrated things about Patrick Mahomes. He really doesn't turn the ball over. He's not hurting you. And especially in fantasy where you get points docked for stupid stuff. So
earliest point you're taking Patrick Mahomes. Let's say you're the 12th pick.
12th pick in the draft. I'd be willing to take
Let's say Lamar Jackson is still there. So is Patty.
I would take Lamar Jackson personally. I wouldn't complain.
At 112. Is that right? 112, yeah. 112.
It depends on what running backs are on the board. But I'm assuming if everyone drafts fairly reasonably and most of the running backs are off the board, I'm willing to take that gamble between like pick 9 to 12.
Okay.
And I wouldn't split hairs if they pick Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. It just depends on your preference. I would be interested to look at a schedule for those teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
See who they play at home, see who they play away, see who their buys are and things like that. That might determine it, but they're so close, I think, in point values that you don't lose either way.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, and listen, this is coming from a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. I think there's a difference between them and Dak Prescott. There's a step off. So you have 1 and 2A, and then you think you have like
they're still in tier one, is what we're reading off of says.
Right. But I think that there's a difference between elite of elite. Like I think those two are gonna be way better in fantasy, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
The Dak Prescott, who is at number 3, was their third ranked
quarterback.
Finished
2 last year.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying he's gonna do poorly,
but
it's a different offense.
Patty missed like 4 games last year.
Yes. But it's a different offense too for Dak. We don't know what they're going to ask him to do necessarily.
That's true.
For all we know, they just go, hey, we're going to run the ball till Zeke pukes, which will be like 4 runs because he's out of shape every day.
Bro, he's got that quarantine body right now.
Interesting stat. Did you see? I think I sent it to you. So out of 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, which leaves 3 wide receivers on the field. Out of that personnel, Zeke had the second best efficiency in the league. That bodes really well considering we just drafted CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Which means we'll probably have a slot more often than we'll have a second tight end on the field.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that benefits Zeke a lot. I think that also benefits the offense and the run game because, again, we're spreading it. We're not clumping him in. I think Zeke does well. It doesn't matter if you put 8 or 9 in the box. It doesn't really matter. But I think Zeke would prefer if you didn't load the box.
Of course.
But I think that's going to be interesting for Dak. I think Dak is really efficient.
Yeah.
It might not always result in a W on the field, unfortunately, but it typically does result in some pretty good fantasy points put up.
Yeah, I mean, I traded for Dak last year after 2 or 3 weeks.
Who'd you give up for that?
Yeah, I gave up Christian McCaffrey for that.
Was he the number one fantasy player
in the league? Okay. That's what happened. So it was rough last year. So I learned my lesson not to point chase. That's what I was doing. I was point chasing last year. And saw it only because I was about to draft him. And he got taken the pick before I took him.
Who took him?
Gio.
Do you know why Gio took him, right?
Because he knew I was next.
Yeah,
because
he knew you would give up anything for him.
Yeah, I think so.
So he knew it. He played you like a fiddle, bro.
He did. But it took 3 weeks. I tried to trade him for the first 2 weeks. And he was just like, "Not." I didn't try to trade CMC. I was trying to give all of the
anything
players.
Else. Anything else?
Yeah. And then finally, at that point, CMC put up like 6 points or 4 points. And I was like, no, I'm done. I'm done. 1 week, I tilted real hard. 1 week, and I was just like, yeah, let me get that Dak Prescott. Here's CMC. And he was like.
And wasn't it the week after he goes off like 21?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like immediately. Sure.
Oh, yeah. And then Dak put up his normal 22, 23.
Yeah.
But he was putting up like 30-something points the first 2 weeks. Yeah. Dak was. And I was like, where's those weeks?
I think that's the big problem is the Dallas Cowboys offense last year was just not.
Well, it's still up and down. I really hope this year it's a little more consistent.
I do too, especially for fantasy value because there are a lot of great players on that team. You cannot say the same for fantasy for the fourth pick, which is Kyler Murray.
I'm surprised he's this high.
Ton of upside. I think there's a ton of upside. I think he's got Hopkins. I mean, that's going to be great. Who's their running back? They got rid of David Johnson and immediately got DJ.
But isn't it Kenyon Drake?
Oh, yeah, they got Drake out of Miami.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, could be solid. Who knows? The offense is going to be really interesting. I think the thing that really benefits him is Cliff Kingsbury believes in him, first of all. Second of all, he performed fairly well as a rookie coming in, adjusting to the speed. You know, I wouldn't take him four personally. I don't know how in the world he's above Russell Wilson.
He's above Russell, Deshaun, Drew Brees.
He's above everyone not named Patrick Mahomes.
Pretty much.
Like, that's insane to me. That's insane. Like, yeah. And this doesn't come from a hater. Like, I think he's good.
No, I'm an OU fan.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's baffling to me personally just because, like, he doesn't have the prototypical arm strength. He doesn't have the prototypical size. He's not as fast as Lamar. So he's kind of like – he's a weird Lamar Jackson, like – he's a weird Lamar Jackson slash kind of a Baker Mayfield hybrid. I think he's more athletic than Baker is, but he doesn't have the prototypical size. He's not as fast. He's not as strong.
I've listened to a couple already very, very early. And we're going to do one next week. So we'll get to see kind of where he falls. I mean, I've seen Kyler late as, you know, like the 7th, 8th round. If I can get him the 7th, 8th round.
No, that's a great pickup.
It's a great pick. They've got him anywhere between the number 2 quarterback off the field and the number 8.
See, and the problem I have with that is like if we had like a dynasty league, that kind of makes sense to me.
For sure.
You've got him on a low, if you have him on a low rookie contract.
Yeah.
High upside, super young guy, could last for a while. The difference between him and like Lamar and Patty and all them is, and even Dak now, is they're all due to get paid.
Yeah,
they're here to make some money now, and you're going to have to pay them quick.
Yeah.
And I mean, Kyler Murray has a few years still left before he can get that big payday.
If you can get him after around 6, I draft him.
He's quality. I mean, he's quality, but again, he's so high ranked. I don't know. Yeah. Personally, I would go for someone like Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, who I know has at least a little bit of history. You know what I mean?
I mean, if we run this if people are drafting all based on rankings, mm-hmm. and they're not actually looking at the name player.
Oh, you mean they're in-person auto-drafting?
yeah. So if they're doing that, then, yeah, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, any of these really good guys are just going to fall to you really late.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, and I think that's what's going to make this year really interesting, especially in the quarterback position, because we do have these tiers and these rankings and stuff that happen. I think because quarterback is usually such an important position on the field, people think that it is, especially off the field. But the truth of the matter is, if it's not Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Dak Prescott, who have been the outliers these past couple of years.
Yeah.
You can really find value between rounds 4 to 10.
Yeah.
In a quarterback.
I still may draft a quarterback round 4, though.
I mean, personally, no, but unless it's a top tier guy.
If, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes makes it to the fourth round, then I have that pick.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, I, honestly, and again, I'm okay with you taking those in the first or second round.
Yeah, I know you are.
As long as you're not – if there's no elite running backs on the board, that's the way to go.
Maybe.
Because I feel like every other position has so many elite players that that's not there. Like, that's the way to go. Because everyone wants – if your team doesn't have at least a top five guy in two or three spots, you're probably not going to do that great. It's just the truth of it. And, I mean, you can balance it out.
You're lucky.
Well, yeah, but you need luck at that point. I'm saying if you're just trying to play the numbers, you're going to need a high-ranking guy somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. So we got number five. This is ending the tier one quarterbacks. We got Russell Wilson.
Now, Russell Wilson has been solid every year he's played. He's gotten a little better. I think DJ Metcalf really helped him out a lot. David Moore is kind of coming into his own. David Moore, who played for a small college here in Oklahoma.
Was that DJ Metcalf? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's wrong.
That is.
Metcalf sounds right.
Yeah, Metcalf's correct.
What's his real name?
DK.
DK. Oh, Metcalf. Yeah, Donkey Kong Metcalf.
I thought you were a fan.
I apologize. Of Metcalf? I'm a fan of his body. Have you
seen it? I thought
you
were a fan of
that
NFL.
Chocolate body is, no homo.
Thick.
Listen.
I'm listening. I can hear you in my ears right now.
Anyways. I think he's really helped out. David Moore has come into his own.
Yeah.
I think the offense is really predicated on the run. They've got a bunch of healthy running backs, but what that does is it opens up play action, which is Russell Wilson's sweet spot. That's where he makes his money.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to really help out this year. They've got Chris Carson back. Rashad Penny is healthy.
Yeah, again. He's going to have minimal play, though, I think.
No, I don't think he's going to get the play, but I'm saying is that they have more than one running back. They went and signed Marshawn Lynch last year.
Yeah.
That's how desperate they got.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We've got healthy backs, so we can actually run the ball consistently and open up that play action.
Yeah. I would really debate the 5-6. So this is the end of tier one, start of tier two, Deshaun Watson. I guess the only reason I'm debating him is just because of his past career. But that's the problem in fantasy, is you can't go off name recognition.
He
lost his number one receiver.
One of the best receivers in the game.
That's right.
That. So I think that's why Deshaun Watson takes a hit. They don't really have a running back that's out of this world.
Mm-mm.
That's going to carry the team. They don't really have they
got David Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they got Will Fuller, the fourth.
If he can stay healthy for more than three games in a row.
If he can stay healthy.
He's talented, a good deep but it feels though. Like every fourth. I've had David Fuller on a team before.
Yeah, oh, I know.
It feels like every fourth game, it's like, why is he injured? Why is he out? Or like, he'll have 2 points in a game. You're like, what happened? He goes, oh, he rolled his ankle after the second route. And you're like, what the fuck is this dude's ankles made out of?
He rolled his ankle on the sideline. He was running drills and rolled it.
God, it's so painful to watch. Like, because he does. He's great at going down for the deep ball. Like they play him in the slot, and they play him as like the Y a lot.
Yeah.
And what that does is it leaves him a ton of opportunities. Button.
Like the Y button.
Oh, you don't know how the Z and the X and the Y on receivers work. That's interesting.
I guess I don't. Maybe Wes does. Maybe he can come in and enlighten us.
Oh, Wes would love to. I would love to have Wes on the podcast just to talk about actual X's and O's.
Yeah.
Not that I don't think you understand, but I think
I do.
Wes and I
but
come
I was
from
a tight
the same
end.
Offensive background.
And yeah, I was a tight end. So and a fullback. I played both. There was no X's or O's.
No X's or O's.
Mm-mm.
So you guys but did you draw plays or is it just like one?
Yeah, pretty much. It was Jesus. Eight man, dude.
Jesus.
It was eight man. I was like, hey, you streak down the field or hey, block up the A gap or hey, run up the B gap.
When you say A gap or B gap, do you mean left or right?
I definitely mean the right side.
You're just making it up. You don't know.
I do know.
Do you know what a zero technique is? Do you know what a nine tech is?
I don't.
Do you know what a seven tech is?
No idea.
It depends on what shade and the gap you're in on the defensive side of the ball.
That's cool. You know what? It's a good thing we're playing fantasy football, and I don't even know that.
So. I mean, I fantasize about football constantly.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I relive my glory years every day.
Let's move on to number seven.
Just go to sleep every night in a jock strap.
Cup or no cup?
Cup.
Oh, cup. You're cupped up.
I got to make it look way nicer than it really is.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I was curious. I figured
that. I got the XL cup, even though I could definitely just use a medium. Come on, bro.
Get the banana cup. Oh, there's no banana.
I mean, it's all balls, bro. It's all balls.
All right.
So again, Deshaun Watson probably not going to be as hot this year. As hot of a commodity, I think
that's where we came from.
Yeah. He's still going to be good. He's still going to be consistent, but he's not going to put up baller numbers like he was doing last year. I just don't see it, especially because he relied so heavily on Hopkins. Hopkins had a ton of targets. I think Hopkins had the most consistent target rate.
I think so.
That wasn't Michael Thomas. I'm sorry.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm fucked another name up. Man. What is wrong with my mouth hole?
Thought you were a fan. Okay, moving on to 7.
Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen.
I like it.
I do too. He's deceptively athletic.
Yeah.
He had two plays last year where he hurdled, a white guy hurdled at quarterback. At quarterback.
He hurdled?
Yeah, he hurdled a defensive player.
Oh.
Like straight up jumped over him.
I caught the highlight probably, but.
I mean, yeah, no one's watched a Bills game. I'm just saying he's pretty good. If you look at the stats, like, I've had Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I had him last year, as a matter of fact.
I think so.
I believe so. Yeah. And he's solid. He's great. Especially now with Stephon Diggs on the team.
Yeah.
He finally has a deep threat.
Add a new element to it for sure.
So if you remember, they have John Brown, who is also a deep threat.
Yes.
The problem was John Brown didn't get as much action because it's like, oh, that's a deep threat guy. We're just going to bracket him, double team him. And that shuts down the deep threat. Thing is, now you have two of them, you can't double team both of those guys.
Well, I think Cole's going to get just a little bit of a boost there in targets too, because playing the slot, the way he plays it when he has two good receivers on the outside.
Receivers. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole nother level there.
It's almost like Sean McDermott is building the just-made Cowboys blueprint.
Yeah.
It's a strong-arm quarterback, two fast outside wideouts, and a slot guy who's crafty. That's beautiful. Yeah. I love it. They have a young running back in Devin Singletary. The backup, I think, is Fromm for Josh Allen. So you don't have to worry about a cuff or anything like that. Do you want to take a break now or do you want to take a break after? The best quarterback, I think, the biggest sleeper in the game.
Let's break and we'll come back. We'll leave.
We're coming in right now. We're going to talk about Drew Brees. Drew Brees is the best quarterback.
I got to take
not
a dump,
named Mahomes. That's fine. Listen, not named Mahomes, not named Lamar Jackson. He is the best quarterback that's available. Listen, I think he's going to break records. I think he's going to break fantasy points. I think he's going to rape the league.
They're going to be record chasing for sure with them, which is nice. I think this might be his final season.
I'm going to be honest with you. If he gets close to a Super Bowl this year in the deep in the playoffs and he has a fucking year.
Yeah.
I bet you he comes back for one more.
I can see him coming back maybe for one more, but I think records, I think, is what he's chasing this season.
I agree. I think that's exactly what he's doing because he's so close.
Yeah, to all of them.
Drew Brees literally has half of the top 10 passing yards seasons. Half of them.
Yeah.
Listen, that's consistency. I don't care his arms getting whatever. You can say whatever you want about him. Negative, tall height, quarterback, not healthy, hurt his thumb. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. Michael Thomas is great. That whole offense is fantastic. Sean Payton doesn't give a fuck about what happens on the defensive side of the ball. He just wants to throw the ball. He wants to sling it all over the goddamn field. They let Taysom Hill play fucking tight end for crying out loud.
And quarterback.
He's going to be the super flex of all super flexes.
Yeah.
Bro.
I'm taking him 204. I'm
going to be honest with you. A lot of people are going to draft high on every position for New Orleans and forget about Drew Brees.
I can see that. But the problem is I wouldn't take Drew Brees anywhere near somewhere like a Kyler or Lamar.
No, I'm just going to say he's literally ranked number 8
but right on the top here, list. Right here, where would you put him above anybody else? Would you actually place him?
Realistically, like honestly, in my heart of hearts, I'm going to put him right under Dak Prescott.
Okay, so 4.
4.
So you would still take Dak first, though?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because of personal preferences and because I think Dak's better right now.
Okay.
But I just think that he has the right offense. They have the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
They're not running the ball a fuckload with Kamara. It's all Drew Brees' arm. That's their whole offense. That's how you get fantasy points. You don't care about an actual on-the-field W. You want a W in the fake world. A fantasy
that's
football.
That's true.
Listen, get me 50 points, Drew Brees. I don't give a fuck if you ever win another game.
That doesn't really matter. Yeah, that's the same with Dak, though. That's the way he is. So
that said, we're going to take a break. We're going to continue, and actually, we're going to finish up the short list we have for the rest of the tier 2 quarterbacks, which will be round 1 and 2 picks, so everyone should have a goddamn quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, really, we're just really going to 10 in depth, and we're going to mention 11.
Yeah, fuck everyone 11 and 12. Yeah,
11 and 12 will just say their names.
Yeah. And we'll high five each other, and we'll talk about tight ends, which won't last very long because it's like three tight ends and then fucking nobody.
Nobody say names.
Yeah.
Just drop name drop after that.
So we'll join you guys after the break. Okay. So
can I go dump now?
Go take a piss. Go take a shit. Remember to wipe and remember to shake it out.
I don't wipe.
Silence. It's like 3 seconds of silence. Oh, no, it's not. What's up, guys? We are back. We are rocking. We are just like post-COVID Josh's mom's house. Wide open, ready for tons of people.
Cool.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's your mom, isn't it? That's your mom, too. You have the same mom.
Well.
I'm sorry. Just Josh's mom, not Aaron's mom. Aaron's mom's cool.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all good. It happens.
Sometimes. So we're kind of into the part of the draft now, to the end of the quarterback rankings, to where guys are boom bust, could be steals. We already talked about the best steal in the draft, which is going to be Drew Brees. Maybe. I expect Blake to be able to do that because Blake's black. He knows a thing or two about stealing.
Oh, of course he does.
Aaron told me to say that.
I didn't say that. He was too much of a coward. I said any black person. Actually.
Yeah. I don't know black people, so I just picked the one. So just league.
Blake. Well, we have Jerron.
Oh, but I like Jerron.
Oh, okay. You don't like Blake?
I don't think I've met Blake in person. It's nothing personal.
Really?
I've met Jerron in person.
Jordan wanted me to tell you he did meet you in person. He's met you in person many times because we used to get free sandwiches at Subway in Lawton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he wanted me to make sure you knew that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, fuck Subway.
Hey, okay.
Well. It's the worst chain sandwich restaurant you could ever go to. And listen, this is going to hurt a lot of people because I'm leaving the Subway job. I know two people in particular who probably going to listen to this and be like, wow, he really hates Subway. Listen, just love two. Y'all.
Just two?
Hate Subway. Well, no one else from
that's
Subway.
That's our minimal
I mean, I could make a whole separate podcast about Subway. We really could.
I just like that our minimal Subway audience or our maximum Subway audience is two people.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
I mean, I've seen the people that work at Subway. You don't want them to listen to this shit.
I believe that,
meth and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half of them you're probably goaded.
Yeah, or all the brained. Small town. Yeah.
Do you call it brained? Is that what you call it?
Brained.
Yeah, you said something about the brain last week.
Oh.
You told me how to...
Oh, that was about nut sacks.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
give me a squeeze.
Was it nuts?
Yeah, it was testicles.
Oh, I thought you were talking...
Balls.
I thought you were talking... Okay.
We did it at work. We showed each other our testicles at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else, though.
No.
I should talk. Okay, never mind. We don't have to keep talking about that. Okay, let's get into number nine.
Do you know if you fall asleep, like, laying on your wife, and you put your ear on her stomach, and you look up to her face, you can hear the ocean? But if you roll to the other side, and you face her feet, you can smell the ocean?
I did not know that on my own.
That was nice, right?
That's
a pretty good
fact.
That was a vagina joke. Way to open up the second part of the podcast, everybody. Matt Ryan, ranked number nine. Matt Ryan obviously has a ton of weapons. I don't think he's that good. He has a ton of weapons. He's going to throw the ball a lot. They're going to be behind a lot. That's where you're getting your value there.
Yeah.
Pick number 10, Tom Brady. Don't think he's going to be that great. Listen, Mike Evans, ton of weapons. Noodle arm wants to prove Bill Belichick wrong. Who knows? Might happen. Might not happen. I'm not a fan. I would honestly shy away from Tom Brady, just personally. It's not that I think he's going to do poor on the field, but we know from past experiences he is efficient, and that doesn't always translate to fantasy value.
Well, who wins more games, Tom Brady or – I can't even think of the dude's name, the backup or the now starter for the Patriots. Who wins more games?
Oh, Stidham?
Stidham.
I bet you Stidham – doesn't win as many games for sure. They'll have a stout defense.
You think he wins six?
Tampa Bay. Yeah. Just because that defense is so good.
How do you think Tom wins? In that division.
That's the thing, that division's really weak.
Yeah. Well, he's in Breeze's division.
Yeah. With Atlanta and Carolina.
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah.
Who's Carolina's quarterback? Teddy Biscuits?
I think
not that worried about it.
I'm gonna
Atlanta,
go ahead and say
not that worried about it.
Tom Brady might be the worst quarterback in that division.
Do you think Teddy Bridgewater is a better quarterback than Tom Brady right now?
With his team?
Or with
and what, like, he's going to
fantasy
do?
Fantasy value? Maybe. But like actual on-the-field production, I vehemently disagree.
Record-wise, it would not surprise me. There's going to be two teams in that division that finish above Brady. Two.
Which two?
Well, definitely New Orleans. And it's up in the air between Carolina and Atlanta.
I don't think Carolina and Atlanta are going to be any good.
I think they'll be better than what Tampa Bay is.
I think the hype around Tampa Bay is overrated, but I don't think.
I think it's all hype.
I think Tom Brady is good enough to win games.
I think Tom's good, but I think Brady was – or Belichick's better.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm saying you've given Tom Brady a bunch of weapons, yeah, a year or two to prove it. I just think on the field, like, he's not going to go off for 40 points ever.
No.
But I think what he's going to be able to do is nickel and dime you, control the ball, not turn the ball over, not force the ball. All that plays into a defense that went from, like, 32 to 5 last year. I think that really benefits, and I think they're just going to control the ball. Tom Brady's smart. He's smart. He's efficient. He's going to throw the ball to the right people. I don't think he's going to force a pass. I don't think he's going to dick it up. I just think that he's efficient.
I think if this right here, which leads
to 15 points.
If this right here was Gronk, this right here, this mic,
yeah,
is Gronk.
Don't swallow my mic.
I can't actually swallow it, but I think Tom could swallow Gronk's dick just like this.
I think it's the other way around.
I don't think so.
Gronk quit and sucked off Tom Brady as soon as he came back.
Well, he definitely made the trip out there. I don't know if he sucked him off or not.
Oh,
he
I
made
the trip out Gronk, there. Gronk seems like he's a down-ass dude. He probably sucked a couple of dicks at least in a fraternity party.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You think he invited Tom to his fraternity?
Oh, just yeah. Like,
hey, bro, come over here real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's like a 10, 15
He shotgunned difference. Like back-to-back Keystone Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Took a jizz shot to the back and just kept going.
Wow. Wait, okay, hold on.
Gronk took the
jizz shot to the back? Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Who was the jizzer? Because Gronk was the jizzy, so.
The recipient of the jizz. Well, who throws him those balls, baby?
Okay, there TB, we go. That's what I'm talking TB about.
He was at that party. Off them
he
cheeks.
Was at that party. Yeah. Or back. Either or.
I mean, whatever your preference is. I don't care. Okay. This is your gay fantasy.
It's not really mine. Okay, we're going to 11.
Tom Brady,
that's
like
10.
I said, I don't think he should be that high up on fantasy. He's going to be great in real life. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Okay, well.
Aaron the mustache Rodgers.
These are just mentions here.
I mean, everyone knows Aaron. He's got 11. A name.
Yeah,
he's
fine. Everyone knows me. I
he's
going
to be, well.
Most people.
I mean, you might have the Aaron Rodgers thing in common, but let's face it, we both look way more like Ben Roethlisberger right now.
Oh, for sure. But he just got his haircut. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of Big Ben.
Yeah.
But I did like his hype video he put out.
Yeah, he has to have a hype video. Everyone forgot he existed because he was hurt all year last year.
Did you see
his
hype video?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, yeah.
Like, I don't like – I hate the Steelers and I hate –
You know why you liked it?
I don't like Big Ben.
Because we both felt like we're just as athletic as Big Ben. I hate hype videos where they're actually athletic, have abs, you know what I mean? Big Ben just out there flabby as shit, walking around.
He was throwing that ball. He was just like slinging it. That belly was still hanging out a little.
The belly was hanging out. Yeah. Listen, his cheeks clapped. His man tit flipped up and clapped as well. It sounded like a fucking round of applause.
Flipped his cheek just a little bit.
No, like, dude, I'm like, telling you.
Right there, right on the
I'm
cheek.
Telling you. That's why you like the hype video, though, because you can relate. I can
Maybe
relate.
So.
Listen, I love watching a fat dude run because I'm like, I got that. I could do that.
I can do that right there. All right.
Carson Wentz for the Eagles.
Number 12.
I think, again.
Can we just not mention him? Can we just go on?
I mean, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Carson Wentz solid. I do want to give one shout out. Matthew Stafford is going to be a sleeper.
At 13.
I think he was hurt so much last year. Everyone kind of forgot about him. We know what he does. Quarterbacks are one of those. I don't think we're going to have to put as much on there. We already know Matt's going to take one super early. Worked out for him. I'm not going to shit on him.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I mean, Tight ends.
Yeah. Quarterbacks, again, they're always ones that you can wait.
You get value everywhere. Yeah,
exactly.
As long as you're not picking one up at the end of the 15th round, you're going to find some value.
You can probably take Stafford in the 10th or 11th and still be good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's value there. He might not be the top five quarterback of the league, but he might be in the top 10.
Yeah.
There's value. There's upside to every quarterback.
For sure.
Tight ends, however, is a very different story.
This.
Because this you have fun. A group of tight ends that are either booms or busts.
I don't know if I want to go full 12. I like the top two tiers. I think we'll stop it there.
Top two tiers top with two tiers. A shout out to, damn, Rob Gronkowski didn't make the top two tiers. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's smart people. That's smart people.
I agree.
Like doing this analysis.
I agree. That's what I'm saying is I agree with that because I had someone's taken Gronk round two or three.
Oh, it's gonna
just
happen.
Just based off of like, I had Gronk 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So people are just gonna take him for name recognition. Travis Kelce, far and away number one.
Maybe.
So maybe. I think the top three are all interchangeable personally.
I definitely say the top two.
Top three. Okay, Mark maybe. Andrews was a motherfucker last year.
No, that, I agree.
How I do agree. I know? My mom is dead, and she came down to tell me about how much of a motherfucker he was. God. So, listen.
Ooh.
Mark Andrews, again, a fucking Oklahoma guy. I hate complimenting Oklahoma players.
Listen, you like
Mark
it,
Andrews, that was the third tight end I had. I had Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, and Hunter Henry at one time last year.
Yeah.
All three of them on my team
Mark
last year.
Andrews was your other one. Yes, yeah. That's right.
So I had three of the top five guys at the time.
Yeah.
And I trade, like, that's, you can find value in tight ends. You. Listen, I love somebody. Tight ends.
Yeah. I'm going to trade you Frank Gore.
Yeah, I need running backs. That was my problem. I got all these fucking tight ends and no running backs.
It was not great.
So again, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Mark Andrews.
That's 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Absolutely interchangeable.
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely believe that you can get other players that are okay later on, but if you want a top-tier guy, you have to take them fairly early.
Yeah, I think Mark Andrews is, I mean, maybe even the fourth pick, but, I mean, the top three picks, you're probably, if you think, if you're wanting a shot at those, you're going to have to take them probably in the first
rounds
two.
5 and 6.
You think they're going to fall that low?
I think here's what I think happens.
The if top everyone, three tight ends, you think are going to fall to round
this
five
is,
or
this
six?
This is exactly what is going to happen. People are going to start with running backs. Running backs, we'll see a quarterback. Someone will pick Mahomes or someone will pick Lamar Jackson.
You're acting like it's just me and you and a bunch of like-minded people
drafting.
No.
But what this is, the panic happens. So what
okay.
I'm saying is,
okay.
It'll be like running back, running back, running back, running back. Someone will trip up and pick a wide receiver, and all of a sudden you'll see wide receiver, and then someone will panic and pick a quarterback, and then we'll get to some running backs again.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as tight end one goes,
it's going to be Gronk.
It's going to be number one. Gronk. It's going to be a tight end, a running back, a tight end, a wide receiver. Like, that's how the draft goes. People panic when they see the number one guy go.
I just don't see it happening in 5 or 6, though. It's going to happen within the first 3 rounds. The first tight end off the board is going to happen in the first 3 rounds.
Man, maybe. I mean, as someone who loves a tight end, I disagree, but we're also drafting with morons.
Yeah.
So like literally retarded people. People who are adults that watch WWE are in our league.
No, there's nobody in our league like that, I don't think.
People who can't color inside the lines in our league.
They're in our league for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree with that.
Legitimate people that I have concerns that they have driver's license and they're on the road are drafting in our league.
Oh, yeah. 100%. There's many, many people.
I mean, have you ever seen Josh make an expression like something's not right there? Something's missing. Something's not connecting sometimes.
Just deadpan
the
whole time.
Just a blank stare. He's the type of dude who gets shot and is just like, oh, y'all know I'm vegan?
This don't hurt.
Also, I need to go to the hospital.
This doesn't hurt. The plant
not
will
because
heal me.
Of the pain. No, This dude gets shot and just pushes in like a seed. He's like, ugh. It'll grow
Let's
back.
Cauterize. Let's
It'll
cauterize
grow back.
Right here. This is beautiful. It's a beautiful sunflower seed. Okay.
Josh got really, really, really messed up one night. I bet you watched Guardians of the Galaxy and was like, listen, being a vegan means I'm just Groot.
He's Groot. Oh,
that's all
I
he
knew,
does.
I knew that's where it's going.
Yeah.
That's
what
going.
He's doing.
Yeah.
He wants to regrow himself as a tree.
Or he's going to be baby Groot. I think he's baby Groot. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think so.
You just call him Baby Groot like he's cute?
No, I didn't say that.
You like the way he dances in a pot?
I do like that. I've seen
that. He's pretty cute.
Yeah. Okay.
So, again, the top three tight ends, you think they're going to – you're right. They're probably going to go stupid
early. They're going to go earlier than we think.
And it's going to force me – and it's going to force me to draft back-to-back tight ends way earlier than I wanted to because I have to – You better recognize.
You're going to go 112, 201, tight end.
Tight end. I'm going to roll
I like that. To end out the tier one of tight ends, we've got
so Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is solid. He again, I think that there's a huge drop off in value there.
Yeah,
I know he's still considered tight end one. It doesn't mean he's a bad tight end. I think his on the field performance is one thing, but I actually think Darren Waller from the year before with the Waller. Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he has more upside. Now, again, I don't know how that translates necessarily for fantasy, but like the offense excelled last year. That was the one thing the Raiders did right. He had a huge role in it. Derek Carr's not going to do anything but get better and recognize that he's the guy. I know they added Jerry Jeudy, but if anything, that helps his role.
I will say there were a lot of Raider receivers hurt last year. So they had no choice but to throw it to Waller.
They're going to Las Vegas this year. I don't know if you know that. There are going to be a lot of receivers out there, real hungover, real dried out.
Oh, yeah.
Balls drained. They're not going to be doing a whole lot. Listen, I'm telling you, Las Vegas is the worst place. You know what? The home field advantage is probably going to be great. Because all the teams that come in are just going to party so hard.
I'm glad Dallas isn't playing there this year.
Oh, thank God.
Because we would probably come back with at least two or three felonies.
Zeke would go full club rave girl.
We would come back with felonies and suspensions. God. That's all I know.
He'd come back with a belly button ring. He's the type of team.
I thought he doesn't have one. Jeez. I swear to God, it wouldn't surprise me if he had one. He might have one.
I'm not.
I need to look that up. He's got a little butterfly at the bottom of it.
He's the type of dude to have a tramp stamp.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
At all.
But it's the Cowboy star.
No.
No?
No.
It's Jerry.
It's right above his butthole and it says, Jerry's face. Keep feeding me.
Oh, okay. I like that. No. So we got, so Ertz 4, Waller.
Yeah, time to 5. wet up your boy, Josh, here. He's not shut the fuck up about Hunter Henry. Listen, the only dude on this whole list, I think, here that has more injuries than Kobe Bryant after a helicopter crash.
God,
is Hunter Henry. At least Hunter Henry walked away.
Yeah, he's still living, dude. He's still kicking.
I mean, well, probably not kicking. His knees are all fucked.
That's true.
Do you think he even gets to bend at the knees after all the injuries he's had? He's
just walking on metal legs.
Straight up like a mannequin. They just roll him out there.
Can't get down in his stance.
At all. He just stands straight up on his spot.
We're good.
He doesn't give a fuck about pad level.
No. None at all. I think he's going to be a good pick if he stays healthy, though. I think he's going to be a safety blanket for that rookie, or if it's Tyrod.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all dump downs to him. They won't be big yardage, but again, it's a half point leak for
that's
us.
That's what I'm saying.
Every reception. So that means if he gets 10 targets, that's already 5 points solid, which is what you want out of a tight end. You want anywhere between 5 to 12 as a solid tight end performance.
If you can hit that double digits, I mean, you're golden. On a tight end, you're golden.
Exactly.
For real. So I think, again, as long as he stays healthy, he'll be a good pick. I think the next guy as well, as long as he stays healthy, I think he'll be a good pick as well.
Again, another young quarterback.
Yeah.
Evan Engram is a big target. He's super athletic. He's got fast. The tools. He's got the tools.
Yeah, he's a good tight end.
The offense just needs to work around him a little better, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Slayton, the wide receiver last year, had a big year. He'll probably get some more attention from defenses this year, which will give him more of an opportunity. I think Daniel Jones with another year to get better and try. Saquon Barkley. They've got pieces to work with.
Yeah.
And I think that really benefits him in the long run. Tyler Higbee. He's the next guy on the list. Tyler Higbee had a big fantasy year last year. A lot of guys are high on him.
Yeah,
I know there's been a lot of movement with the Rams, but Higbee has been he had a big blowout year last year for fantasy. Mm-hmm. They traded Everett, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's going to take on a bigger role, which I think benefits him again in fantasy and on the field. I just don't know that I believe in the LA Rams offense. The LA Rams made a big push to sign all these superstars, made a push for a Super Bowl. It didn't work out. Todd Gurley decided to grow a vagina. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, there are 1,000 reasons why they didn't work, but now they're just offloading contracts as fast as they can.
Yeah.
They tried it. They went for it. It didn't work.
What's funny was they did this last year before they got into the new stadium. This should be the year that they're loading up on superstars, and they're not.
Well, and I think the problem is they pay Jared Goff, which is incredible to me because I would not have.
That was retarded.
That's the thing is, like, I think you offer Jared Goff what you think he's worth to the team. I think this is something that's happening a lot with a lot of these teams is they offer the value in the market versus the team.
Yeah.
Offer that quarterback $5 million a year. If he doesn't take it, go find a job, buddy. Like that, like you're gonna find a replacement cheaper.
Well, I mean, that's what the Redskins did with Kirk Cousins.
Exactly what they did with Kirk Cousins.
We're not paying.
I think it's money. It's what the Cowboys are trying to push. I think right now with Dak.
Yeah,
that's the reason we signed the Red Rifle.
I think the NFC East is just real hard asses as far as when it comes to the contracts.
It should be.
It comes to the quarterbacks, anyways. It's like
this
is your value.
A goddamn genius at that, Bill Belichick.
Oh,
he doesn't pay anybody. He pays for top-end cornerbacks. There you go. That's it.
Brady didn't make over 25, I think, the whole time he was there. And that was really only last year.
But the thing is it makes – wow, you fucking amateur.
I know,
this is our fourth podcast.
I'm looking at all the sports updates. They just keep rolling in. I'm sorry.
It's the fourth podcast.
I'm trying to stay up
and
to date on breaking news.
Don't know how to. What news just broke?
I don't actually know. Let me see.
You need you.
How to plan your Sunday. It's talking about.
Seems like some breaking ass news.
It was talking about the match for Tiger and Phil.
How to plan your Sunday on Tuesday.
Do not offload on Tiger and Phil. I don't like that. No, this is it's going to be a good match this Sunday. This is a football podcast, but I'm talking about golf right now.
Oh, golf is trash.
Okay, well, that's one person's opinion.
I mean, listen, I wanted to watch a bunch of not in shape losers play with a ball.
You don't think
I would just go to your house and watch you play with your kid?
Well,
that was pretty
too.
Fucked up. I'm sorry. That was a little too far. I'm sorry. That wasn't true.
Man.
I was coming in hot. I'm sorry. I apologize. I meant to say if I wanted to see a bunch of out-of-shape people that aren't athletic play with some balls, I would just go to Josh's house on Gay Porn Sunday.
Okay.
There we go.
Now, that's an actual holiday for him.
Yeah, I know. It is.
Yeah.
It's all vegans celebrate that, I think. That's
a matter
of fact.
It's a vegan holiday.
Yeah. Isn't that what
No meat, though.
I mean,
but
you don't eat the meat.
Oh, okay.
You just taste it.
Just taste it a little bit.
That's what he says. I don't know. He says it's not anti-vegan if you taste the meat.
Just got to spit it out, right? You can't swallow.
No, absolutely not. You don't swallow.
Okay.
No.
Right.
No.
On the same page.
I mean, I don't know how veganism actually works, but I think that's one of the commandments. It's something like, tell everyone you meet, don't swallow the meat.
We're off the rails right now. We fell off the track.
Well, it all started when you opened that Miller Lite.
That's a monster. Again.
66.6%.
Hey, dude. As long as it's strong, right?
Yeah, I'm just glad that we're off the whole Hitler. We're off the whole COVID thing. Like, we've had a real rough couple podcasts here. I'm just glad that we're staying on target, on
task. Now we're talking about vegans and homosexuality.
Which go hand in hand and dick and butt.
We'll do a quick mention of 9 through 12. We don't necessarily have any in-depth on them, but
Austin Hooper, who moved to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's higher than David Njoku, but fuck it. I guess he is. Listen, super talented
he's a basketball player, dude. It's like a LeBron James became a receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, you mean he'd cry after every tackle because it's a foul?
As soon as he got blew up, dude, then butterfly wings would sprout. They're beautiful. You fly away.
I just don't think Austin Hooper – like, I think he's talented, but there's so many goddamn options on that stupid Cleveland team.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a guy get a ton of touches, carries, catches. Like,
yeah.
I would take it as – gospel, don't touch anyone from the Browns. If you learned anything from last year, you just don't touch them. Let them prove themselves. Maybe you pick them up on the waiver wire, but if you're drafting early and you're taking Browns players, retarded. Go ahead and get that WrestleMania pay-per-view. You know what I'm talking about. Jared Cook from New Orleans, we already know he's got a proven track record. He's getting older. Again, Drew Brees throws those balls around all over the field. He doesn't care who's catching them. He doesn't care who's touching them. Again, it's like Orgy Sunday at fucking Josh's house.
Yeah.
Balls are flying all over the field, all over men,
over. He could be a sneaky pick in a late round.
There's value. Late for these picks.
Yeah.
Noah Fant for Denver.
Hey,
again,
Drew Lock. I'm telling you.
Drew Lock is going to be an interesting case.
You.
He's got weapons. He's opportunities.
Got
all he has to do is make those opportunities work for him. Makes reads, as long as he protects the ball, he's going to have a good year. I think he's got a lot to grow around.
I think he's going to be one that plays it safe, but I think it's going to be beneficial for his targets, especially in a half-point PPR.
Oh, I think it really helps Philip Lindsay, and I also think it really helps Noah Fant.
Yeah. Agreed.
Mike Gesicki from Miami. Don't worry about it. Don't care.
Yeah,
it's Miami.
I wouldn't take anybody out of
Finally, Miami. Rob Gronkowski. I think we talked about him.
Oh, we're going that far? That's 13.
Cheeks clapped. Yeah, I want to talk about all the fucking tight ends. This is what I'm about, bro. We already talked about Rob Gronkowski. Like, his track record in the past is great. He's coming off of a ton of injuries. He's off a year for football. Maybe he's healed up. Maybe he's excellent. Maybe he's the bee's knees. There's still two other tight ends that are starting caliber on that same team.
Uh-huh.
Fuck what you heard. Like, I know Tom Brady has a personal relationship with him. I get all that stuff. I just don't think it's going to pan out enough to be beneficial for fantasy.
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert. Again, the number two tight end for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They do run a lot of double tight end sets.
I thought he was going to be good last year, and then
he didn't do anything.
Nothing.
He didn't do anything.
So I'm not getting tricked again this year.
That's the thing. I was like, There's also Hockenson, who plays for Detroit. Who knows? Well, I mean, Matt Stafford was out. That's what I was going to say. Matt Stafford was out so long last year. He never really had the chance to gel with him.
No.
Jonnu Smith, who had a big year
for
Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they keep it up. I don't know. It could have just been a flash in the pan. He doesn't have enough.
Are you saying what I've been saying since podcast one?
What?
That it's a flash in the pan for Tennessee?
Not for Tennessee as a whole. I think
for Tennessee
him,
as a whole?
No.
As a whole?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I think Derrick Henry's going to run a hole through your asshole.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think he's going to leave a mud stain.
Through?
Listen, he's going to leave a mud stain.
Okay. Well, if he does, then he does, and I'll pay my money. But if he doesn't, then I'll get some money.
Do you know when you and your wife kiss, it's really just a long tube of two assholes connected?
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
The same for you and your wife, correct?
I don't kiss my wife.
Oh. Okay. Never mind then. Sorry about that.
We're
Sorry,
Christians.
Ashley.
We only hold hands.
Oh. We might need to dial back some of these podcasts if we're, well, never mind. Okay, never mind. I'll just leave it there.
Oh, I'm vegan.
Oh, okay. So
that's what vegans do.
They okay. That's cool. So okay.
Christians is the name I go by now.
Christian is the name you go by?
Yeah, I'm gonna just change it up every day.
So you're just
I can identify as whatever the fuck I want.
So you're no longer Nigel.
I'm now otherkin. I'm actually otherkin. So I'm actually half wolf, half
otherkin.
My Little Pony.
Is that a new? It's like being non-binary.
So it's non-binary type. Polyamorous.
Yeah. What's up with us not having any non-binary listeners on our?
Yeah, I did notice that no one identified as non-binary, which is super uninclusive of all of you. But then again, we also have zero Jewish listeners because of you.
That's not my
and
fault.
And the things that you said, dude, the last podcast, you said some
no,
really
I didn't say them on the podcast. I said them off the podcast. You brought them up on the podcast. That would be your fault, sir.
All right. I mean, I'm just saying I was really upset by it.
So it's like Hitler, did he ever actually start the gas chamber? Probably not, but he gave the command. He didn't do it.
I can't wait to isolate that and send that to all your future jobs. All right, guys, but that's the rundown for the week.
We might
have a little,
just a little
couple surprises. No, I think we should hold off.
No, okay,
because it doesn't really matter if they don't get to see it. I want them to see it.
Okay.
I think you should.
Maybe next
you should
week.
Get the, I mean, you did all the work, so I think you should show it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be fair. Put it in the group chat.
Okay.
That's Aaron's fine. Been working real hard.
Trying.
I want to say he sent me
we
the
almost
original
got into
design.
A fight
yeah, we
this
almost.
Week.
He sent
Good
me the
God.
Original design, and I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Did a kindergartner make this?"
I swear to God, I almost drove 3 hours back to Tulsa to fight your ass. I was so upset with you.
I just wouldn't have opened the gate to let you in.
Yeah, no, I would have found. I would have followed a car like I did today.
Oh,
I'd have found
I
a way
that
in.
That happens. There's not really any security in this
does
gated community.
It's all good though.
Well. I just would have pretended like we're in the UFC and gone for leg kicks the whole time. Distance leg kicks.
No, it'll be good. So, yeah, we've
we
been
have
putting,
an official
putting,
design.
We do. We've got a logo now. And after a couple attempts, we got one.
Well,
out.
Two attempts.
It wasn't too bad.
No. I mean, the first one was like, Jesus, proving that you have an extra chromosome. To be fair, we didn't really talk about what we had in mind, so you just went off of a blank slate, and I was like...
I went off of the name.
Dude, I legitimately thought...
Literally the name.
I thought that you let Maddox color a picture and was like, here we go, this is our design. I was
like,
hey,
colored
dude.
In the lines at least.
No, yeah, he's a lot better than most of the people on this podcast.
Well, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not telling... He doesn't
he
watch WWE.
It. All he did was color it. That's it, that's it.
So, yeah, the original design was a no-go. We almost broke up over it. But
this
the new
podcast
design
almost
is good.
Didn't happen this week.
Yeah, the new design is great.
Yeah,
Aaron did a great
decent.
Job after I critiqued it super heavily. But no, it's fantastic. I hope you guys like it.
We're going to drop it. So we're going to drop some, I guess, some teasers, I guess, in the group chat.
Some options.
And we're going to do the logo on the podcast. Is that going to be next week? Is that what we're going to do?
Potentially, yeah.
Okay.
It'll all change at once. It'll just go all at once.
We're going to have the website coming up and... it'll all be uniform once we get it out there.
And I want to give you guys the opportunity once again. You can always contact either Aaron or I if you want a certain topic discussed on here.
Yes.
You can always talk to or send in an email. I mean, even if you guys just want to roast the shit out of us in public, you can do
Please
that. You can send it in.
Do.
Listen, this is a group podcast. Like, it's our voices. It's us talking.
Yes.
But we have no problem reading if you guys have something that you want to say. If you guys have a message for us, we're all about it.
We got – well, we have 8 confirmed in the league right now. I'm going to confirm up with the other 4 this week. If they're not, then we will find some new people.
I've got a few if we really need it.
Okay. Well, let's, it'll be good. There was one other thing I was going to say, and I cannot remember what it was going to be. It's probably this Miller Lite 66.6 getting to me.
Getting fucking sauced.
Yeah, on the pod. All right, guys. Well, it was fun. It was another week down.
And another week. Next week, mock draft.
Next week. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Thank you. Next week, mock draft. Let's go. Me and Nigel are probably going to be drafting together.
Yeah, we're definitely drafting together. And if you want a spot in there, go ahead and contact one of us early, and we'll see if we can get it to where you can be a part of that mock draft as well. And we'll draft live. We'll give you a time. And if you're not there, then fuck you. We're not going to include you.
Pretty much. Catch you guys later.
Deuces.